This is Local Views of the News for the last time in October, '09. There are three constants in the day-to-day news media right now: Afghanistan, healthcare reform, and swine flu. All three have reached the stage where the big picture no longer is being discussed. It's all about the details now, and that's the stage where the casual consumer of the daily news starts getting tired of the story, starts turning off. It's one of the more subtle and most effective ways public opinion is manipulated. Tell them what they want to hear until they just don't want to hear about it anymore, then color the details to whatever tune the money is singing. The mainstream media no longer discusses whether the U.S. military should occupy Afghanistan now or at any time in the future. Now it's all about the strategy of the occupation, as if the U.S. strategy still is evolving. President O says it is. He says he hasn't made up his mind about sending more troops, but General McChrystal declares practically every day that he needs a lot more bodies on the ground, if you'll pardon the expression. He started his media blitz talking about 40,000, but soon upped the number to 60,000. McChrystal is supposed to be in charge of the occupying force. He has a press agent, and he's curiously scarce when it comes to direct access by reporters and members of Congress. The weary news watchers would be foolish to believe that he's doing all his talking without talking to the White House first. A guy in his position talks directly to the president almost every day. If Obama didn't want people to hear about 60,000 more troops, he'd just tell McChrystal to zip it. The only thing undecided about U.S. strategy in Afghanistan is how to spin it for the voters. One of the details being filled in: air attacks and heavy artillery are bloody and dirty, kill a lot of the innocent, take out a few of the guilty. Swarms of soldiers on the ground have a chance to be more accurate and selective, assuming they actually get a look at some real Taliban warriors. The trade-off, of course, is more troops, more U.S. casualties, but politicians and generals seem to believe that the local citizens will feel more warm and fuzzy about infantry than about bombs. You know, just like they love the American liberators in Iraq. Whatever. American public opinion has a lot more weight than the latest polls in Afghanistan. Islamic extremists who want to blow up Americans will stay a step ahead of face-to-face confrontation with the U.S. military, no matter what form it takes. The healthcare discussion has been descending into the details ever since Pelosi declared single-payer off the table, but Harry Reid declared this week that the vaunted public option, which was supposed to appease the masses, remains in the bill, which will come to a vote on the Senate floor. Outside the mainstream media, the president reportedly has promised the insurance companies that the government won't be competing with them. The detail which resolves that conflict is called the escape clause. The Senate bill provides that individual states can legislate their way out of the public option, giving the profit takers ample opportunity to lobby and contribute their way out from under the nonprofit competition. This bill may not fly, even with the escape clause, but the president's press secretary hinted that O will go for it, and the prez has joined some other high-profile Democrats recently in tagging the insurance companies with accusations of price-fixing and bid-rigging. Talking about general resistance to health care reform, Obama called the insurance industry's arguments smoke and mirrors and bogus. "Take one of these and call us in a decade." "Well, not this time," said the president. Tough talk. A lot tougher, in fact, than any of the bills which might reach his desk. H1N1, swine flu, the terrible epidemic that never was, is getting more traction as a news story this second time around. This time, instead of selling face masks and disinfectant, the story is selling a laboratory concoction dispensed by doctors who say it might prevent you from getting the mysterious disease. Despite an intense promotional campaign by corporate news media, including the especially fervent NPR, skeptics still abound. They point out the vaccine is untested, and in the extreme, some say it might give you the swine flu, or that there's not even any such thing as H1N1. The skeptics also suggest that it's all just a pitch for the pushers of the vaccine to make a buck. If so, they've already oversold it because they claim they can't make it fast enough. Still waiting for a plausible explanation of where the money is behind this story. Still waiting also for a plausible explanation of why two experienced jet jockeys can't find Minneapolis even when it's right under their noses. That's it for Local Views this week. This is Mark Stannard reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily fly the plane for KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@calopy.com.